Moving on to item number 11. Thank you, Matt. Discussion and possible action on Costello Island lease form approval. Riley Woods.
Okay, good afternoon. What we're going to be doing here with Costello Island is asking y'all to approve a residential lease agreement. Now, typically we wouldn't need approval for a lease agreement, but this lease agreement has a few terms that differ from our standard form, which is why we're coming to you all for approval. And another just quick notice, if y'all remember last year, we passed a moratorium on new leases and so forth. Costello Island got a request in to transfer their current lease, to renew their current lease prior to that moratorium going into effect. So that's why we're able to bring this to you all today. Now, first off, Costello Island, you all heard from Russell Budd this morning during the comment period. Costello Island's an island out on Possum Kingdom Lake, and it has been leased in some form or another the entirety of the island for, like he said, approximately 60 years. And generally, the form of, they've had subleases on that island. The lease is owned by a corporation, and then they sublease to their members. It's not for profit, just a small portion, but back in, I think the entire island used to be under lease at one point in time, and now it's, I think back in 1982, it got broken into two separate leases. And like he said also, almost the entirety of this area is inside FERC. The green area that you see up there is the wilderness lease that they currently have. Both these leases expire in 2012. That lease is approximately 176 acres. That was what he was talking to you all about, wondering about the wilderness lease, if it's that green area. The yellow area is their current lease. It's not a residential lease. It's not a commercial lease. It's kind of something in between because of the subleasing, and they had some special, lease rate issues going on with them as well that sort of didn't define them as a residential lease. So they came to us a few years ago and wanted to look at renewing both of these leases. And at the time, the authority said, no, we're not going to do that. We're no longer into leasing areas of the FERC project area. That was a mistake to begin with. We shouldn't have been leasing large areas inside FERC previously. But we have talked to them that we would be willing to re-lease on a residential lease the area, a portion of that area in yellow that they really need for their operations. In this orange area down here, that's the residential area. It says 17 acres there. It's really probably closer to 10 acres. It's the location that the subleased homes are located in. And then they also, across the lake, have a boat landing, that sort of a private landing that they can use to access the water to get to their lease.
Is there a bridge?
No, there's no bridge.
It's a boat landing.
Yeah, it's just a boat landing, and
so
they can
the
take
homes,
a boat across.
The homes are accessed? I mean, how do they?
By boat.
Just by boat, and then if you see the area that goes up sort of tall in the middle there in the yellow, that's an airstrip. They can access it via the airplane as well.
So are there permanent residences there?
I think they're permanent residences. Yeah.
And they get to their homes by boat?
They can get from here to their home by boat. Or by airplane, I guess.
Okay,
well, they came to us and wanted to renew this lease. And go ahead and go on to the next slide. You'll see the yellow area now in the middle. That's roughly the form of what their new lease is going to look like. Took out a lot of the area that was inside the FERC project area, basically to give them exactly what they need. Go ahead and go to the next slide. Next one. Their new lease is basically going down from what was 84 acres to 34 acres. Once again, they're going to have this residential area that's approximately 10 and a half acres or so. And then Next slide. They'll get the boat landing. Next one, the airstrip, and then the barn. Now, the boat landing, airstrip, and barn are all inside the FERC project area. Therefore, and they've never been approved by FERC, although they've been out there for years and years and years and years and being used for decades, they've never been approved by FERC, and they need to be approved by FERC. So what the idea is that we will take that to FERC and say, FERC, what say you? And we'll get an answer. If FERC says no, those uses can't be out there, then we will take those out of the lease, and they'd no longer allow those uses. Now, really quick, the barn area there, they've got horses on the island, and that just sort of includes a barn and some corrals and gates and so forth around it. And then there will be a road easement as well so that they can get to the barn. But the remainder of the island, the idea is that we'll let the rest of the lease expire in 2012, and we would not be renewing that lease. Go on to the next slide, one more. As part of this lease agreement also, and this isn't needing your all's approval, but that green area there will be a grazing lease that they can have for their horses that will give them some.
You said in 2012 it's going to expire and they won't be renewed?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
The wilderness lease. This lease would be a regular residential lease that will go on 20-year lease with 10-year extension. And if we go ahead and sign this lease now, it would fit under Patterson, and they would have the opportunity to buy that portion that's in the residential area. And then if decommissioning happened prior to the Patterson sale, then they would be able to purchase the remainder of the airstrip and barn and so forth if it was no longer in the FERC project area.
If decommissioning does not happen, and what will happen to the wilderness area if it is not leased back?
It's just the Brazos River Authority's property.
And who is our leased with the Costello Island Incorporated, and they have subleases to the residents?
Correct, to their members. I think they sublease to the members of the
it's all
corporation.
Families. They've had it for 60 years.
Yeah.
Families.
But this land is included in the Patterson lease?
Not yet, because they don't have a residential lease as of yet, but it's been contemplated that it would be since even before legislative session this last time if they got on a residential lease. And we're now coming to you all getting approval for that residential lease. The reason we need the approval is because our current residential leases don't allow for subleasing, and also the fact that this residential lease will have so much FERC project area in it, the airstrip, the barn, the landing, all of that's inside FERC. That's pretty atypical for our residential leases, usually just the 25-foot buffer strip. And so the idea here being that we'll go to FERC, and they'll be the ones paying for us going to FERC to ask for permission to keep that stuff active. But because of all of those aspects of this lease agreement, we really need your all's approval to move forward in it. And, you know, this also is sort of a special deal, but the reason, once again, they've been out there for 60 years. They've been subleasing this for this period of time. It's a very, very unique situation out there at the lake, and we believe this is the right thing to do.
So this, by approving this, we would allow the corporation, the Costello Corporation, to sell this lease to Patterson.
Well, we would be selling the lease, I guess, to Patterson, and then they would have the opportunity under the Patterson deal to purchase.
I think I read that it allows. I thought I read that it allowed them to sell it to Patterson.
I think it'll allow them to buy it.
It allows them to buy it from Patterson.
It'll allow them to buy it from Patterson.
But with no extra money coming to us, because this acreage is going into the Patterson deal.
Correct. And you know, now one thing to look at, it, you know, and John Hawes can get into what the lease rate would end up being, but the assessed value on this piece of property, unfortunately, is, you know, it's not substantial.
How much is it?
The assessed value, well, it's a little bit confusing because the current assessed value Go back to the first slide first. That's what it's like. Let me give you the background. Okay. The wilderness lease, that one right there. The wilderness lease up there currently has a lease on it that we get approximately $2,900 a year for the wilderness lease.
And when does that expire?
That expires 2012. Okay. And that's our expectation is, as
we'll
Riley
have that
said,
free and clear in 2012.
We would just let that run its course, and then it would revert back to us, right, and that would go away. The other lease of the other yellow area, which represents 84 acres, has a current lease rate of about $15,700 a year. They pay it monthly, but that's the annual amount that they pay for that particular lease, including that area, including the landing. Is what they pay for. The assessed value, now we got to keep in mind, we have not really ever gone back and completely validated the assessed land, the assessed value with Palo Pinto CAD, because it's never been used as part of the process of leasing this property. But the assessed value as it stands right now of what's in yellow is broken down into seven individual cottage site leases, which total about $150,000. What's sort of in the brown right there totals about $150,000. And then the remaining amount of all of the yellow accumulates to about another $200,000. I think it's $208,000. Okay, so that's the assessed value as it sits on the Palo Pinto CAD roll for the land for the leasehold improvement. So the yellow is about $208,000, and the brown is about $159,000 for total, about $360,000.
Do we have any idea what the unencumbered land, the leased land, once the wilderness lease expires in 2012, and the land, our interest, okay, our equity interest, do we have any idea what the fair market value of that will be once the lease expires?
No, sir.
And if we don't, Mr. Chairman, how can you ask us to vote to dispose of an asset that we don't know the value of?
Well, let's talk about the history of this also. Addition, prior to divestiture, and Phil, I'm going to need some backup on the timing of this. The board, and I can't pull up the resolution, the board passed a resolution stating that any renewal of a lease that was given prior to a certain date would be considered for
May 20th, I think, of 2008.
Okay, so that was they put in their application for renewal of their lease prior to our deadline.
Excuse me for interrupting, but all of that may be very justified, and this transaction may be more than justified, but all I'm saying is, without knowing what we're conveying, I can't vote for it. I don't know if anybody else can or not. Perhaps I can, but I just think it's a bad way to make a decision.
I'm trying to still get my arms around, because all of this is in FERC, the whole thing?
Not the orange portion.
So yeah. Everything else is in FERC.
Everything else
so
is
everything
in FERC.
So everything else could not be bought, period. But what I don't comprehend is, because we've not looked at this as a residential thing, we've never looked at this as being part of the Patterson sale.
Right.
Why in the world would we just say, okay, we'll just throw that in there?
Exactly.
Why would we do that?
I agree. That's my question.
Yeah. But,
and not just that. If I'm reading this right, the wilderness part of it, not even talking about the wilderness part, if we decommission and FERC goes away, then Costello just automatically gets that.
No. No, that's our land. They've got a lease. They've got a.
Well, what part automatically vests in Costello?
The only part that would automatically vest in Costello is that part that's red. And potentially, you know, if they've got a lease in place, that potentially the airstrip, the barn, and the landing, if FERC went away prior to.
So when it says, additionally, a residual interest in the remainder of the property which lies within the FERC project area would be included in the sale, it's not talking about the wilderness part?
No, it's not. It's talking about the airstrip, the barn, and the landing. Yeah, those specific portions.
Riley, can I clarify for 1 minute?
Yeah.
What we ended up with on this transaction was there was the entirety of the island that was under lease. It was under two separate leases. The wilderness lease, which was the pristine area that the gentleman talked about this morning, and then there was the area that they were utilizing and occupying for their use of the island. And so what we attempted to do was, our staff's position was, we didn't feel comfortable renewing that wilderness lease. That's very much what they've wanted. They wanted to continue on and renew that. We felt like, for specifically the reasons you've said here, it's a valuable asset. We don't know exactly what the value was. We didn't think it was prudent where the lease was coming up to extend that, because our position with them has been, we do not know what our board is going to do with the residual properties that are not included in Patterson. So we told them that's why we feel like the wilderness lease is, quote, off the table. It's not part of these negotiations. What we will do is talk to you about what you probably ought to get in trying to look at it from an equitable perspective of folks who've been out there for 60-plus years. So what we attempted to do was, one, figure out how much of that land was actually included in the original contemplation of the residential area that wasn't part of FERC. And the fact of the matter is, it's difficult to get that right, because I think there's some inconsistency between the actual what went to FERC and what the survey was and what was in the lease. But regardless, I think what we all agree now is it's about 10 acres, okay? And on that 10 acres, Riley, help me out, there's currently 7 houses, is that correct?
There are. There's 7 sublease houses.
And they had the ability to build 3 more, am I right?
Correct.
So under their agreement, they had the ability to have 10 residential structures. I think they currently have 7 parties in the entity that does it, but they would have the ability to expand out. So we said, you know what, we kind of understand that that 10 area is residential. While it was never under a formal residential lease, it's really, for all intensive purposes, been those 7 folks independently living out there in their houses. Now, what we had to look at also was, there was this airstrip, which is the long, tall part there, and there was also the barn, and there was this landing strip. Those were the places where these folks were basically occupying and utilizing to continue life the way they had it on the island, so to speak. There's at least one person there who always uses the airstrip to get in and get access. What I've kind of gotten, or at least the impression I've gotten, may be inaccurate, but from talking to these folks, is there are some others that routinely access it via the water. So what staff was attempting to do was cobble together what is the smallest amount of land that would allow these people to continue living their life on the island as they have been, but yet preserve for the authority the residual of the island. And so that's what we came up with. So what Riley has proposed is, I think it's about, help me out, Riley, 30 total acres?
Yeah, it'd be subject to a survey, somewhere between 25 and 30 acres.
Between 25 and 30, which ends up being the residential area and the other 3, you know, the parts, the barn. And what we basically said about the barn was, it'd be just sort of the footprint of the barn, and then they've got some basic infrastructure. I think there's a corral paneled area that they put up, some corral panels and those sorts of things. So we said what we would do is limit it to that footprint, have an easement as between the barn and the main area where the residences were, include in the lease the airstrip and the land across the, you know, across the shore for docking. Now, with that said, we have told them, look, FERC may not be okay with this. FERC may say, no way. It should have been approved by FERC to begin with, but it wasn't. But it's been allowed to go on. Do you know what year, Riley? That they built the airstrip.
Oh, I think it's been out there since the 40s.
Larley, what's the term on the existing lease encumbrance on the yellow portion?
I think it's 2012.
It's 2012 also. 2012. They're both,
okay, so
yeah,
both fixing to come up.
In 2012, the entire island, with the exception of the brown portion, is unencumbered by lease.
2012, the entire
Everything.
Island will
the
be
unencumbered. Technically, that's island. The same thing. Yeah. That was the problem.
Well, let me just say that I'm totally in favor of being more than fair with the residents who are there. I don't want my comments to be misinterpreted with respect to that.
Yes, sir.
However, we have a duty to preserve the assets of this authority, and I think we have a duty to completely reassess. Because once you take that yellow piece out of the whole island, you just...
Yes, sir.
They go together.
Certainly.
And
It may be that there's can be something that can be worked on with the airstrip.
Perhaps
and
we should take another approach so that we can honor our obligations to those residents, but at the same time not shoot ourselves in the foot.
Understood. My whole goal was just to clarify the fact that what we were really trying to do in this transaction, and frankly what's put us a bit at odds with the property owners, is that they wanted the whole island, and staff has been saying from the inception, we're really not comfortable with that because the board has to make the decision. So we can certainly go back to the drawing board, bring some options, and come
Riley,
back to the board.
Let me ask you a question. In the proposed lease right there, part of that is in FERC.
That is correct.
And so what the contemplation is this: we're going to lease it. It would become part of the Patterson deal. Then they would buy it. We can't sell FERC land.
Right. What'll happen is, and can we? Is I
go
think
forward
we've,
one.
We've got a. We've got
right
one
there. That right. Red is outside of FERC. Every right, the yellow is
right.
In FERC.
So what would have to happen is a couple things. You'd have to accomplish the decommissioning before the Patterson transaction for that all to roll in, which we don't think is likely. But, you know, I mean, we don't know the time frame.
And I appreciate what y'all have done. I have to kind of agree with Director Tesh here because, you know, they're getting a huge windfall, I think. You know, my thinking would be is, you know, if the board were to approve this, there would have to be something like an affirmative relinquishment of the wilderness lease immediately. I'm not willing to give up all this, at least, and I'm just speaking as a director. I'm not willing to give up something and then still have the wilderness lease. That's a huge.
Well, in essence, aren't they giving up the lease, though, in 2012?
Yes.
In 2012, the lease.
On the whole thing.
Well, that's what I understood is that the wilderness lease will stay in effect and expire.
In 2012, my understanding is, Riley, correct me if I'm wrong, the leases are coterminous. There's two leases that will both expire.
There's two leases. That's what I mean. The wilderness lease would stay in effect until 2012.
Right.
Yes. So, Chairman, would it be appropriate to move to table this item?
I don't know if we have we don't even have a motion yet, so I don't know. I don't think tabling would be appropriate.
I mean, if no one makes a motion, basically, you can instruct staff to go back and reevaluate and come back to you at the next meeting with alternatives to look at, so that the board can give us feedback.
That's kind of where I wanted to go, was go back. But number one, if Mr. Patterson did not have this as a property that he was looking at, I can't see why this would become part of the Patterson deal at all.
I agree.
And that seems insanity to me. And the second thing is if we do a lease and just say, hey, here's the lease. Yes, you're leasing, you know, some that's in FERC and whatever, and here's the parameters, and they continue to pay us lease. And to be perfectly honest, I don't even have a problem with the wilderness lease as long as it's very structured, timed, and the fact that it will not be extended beyond that, or it's not guaranteed it can be extended beyond that if they're keeping it as pristine. That's income. And I don't have a problem with that. I would have a problem if this would all be dumped into Patterson, because then they turn around and buy it, and they own the whole Blooming Island.
Yeah, there's no way that the wilderness lease will be put into Patterson as we've even.
Well,
even
that's
if
the
you
reason
were...
why you don't want to renew. But if that has nothing to do, the island's not in Patterson at all, then we could renew a wilderness lease for a short period of time.
That's correct.
And no problem, right?
We had talked candidly at the time we'd initially talked about the wilderness lease and so forth. I think we had discussions about that internally even before we were finalized on Patterson, when the issue of divestiture first came up. And as we were looking at it, I mean, I think that there was just really a concern about would we want to renew that lease or would we not. This island was a big part of, you know, you talked earlier about the various plans. It was a big part of the Staubach plan. They had a lot of things that they thought were there. I think that's been a concern to the folks that are out there, because Staubach said that there was, you know, something valuable about this island. And so from staff's perspective, frankly, just being very candid, based on what we had heard from past reports and stuff, we were not comfortable recommitting. However, it may be something the board wants to do. I think, you know, that's why we need to get back to you and present the myriad of options there are and let you give us some,
Until decommissioning goes away, it doesn't make any difference, because it can't be really built on while it's FERC property, right?
No, but the position that a couple things. The position I think that the folks that are on the island are is they're wanting some sort of conservation easement placed on it, which would perpetually limit the utilization of it. So
I'm not willing to do that.
Understood. Though. I'm just saying that there's been issues that they have proposed that could be done in light of where we are with FERC. But you're absolutely correct. In terms of any sort of development, that wouldn't happen until, you know, either FERC was decommissioned or you went and got permission from FERC. There are certain things that FERC would authorize you to do. If it was a recreational deal, FERC may well authorize that.
I know that when I talk about going back, I will not vote for anything that puts this as part of the Patterson deal. It has to specifically say it's not.
Okay.
And then we can look at from there what we think is the right thing to do.
Number one, I don't think we need to table this deal. We need to
work this out.
Phil. Mr. Patterson raising his hand. If this...
Well, we need to get... Well, I don't need, I don't know if we need to hear from Mr. Patterson. Does the board wish to hear from him? Okay, Mr. Patterson, if you go.
I may cover it, but okay.
I'm not here to complain. I was here just to kind of just observe. But I didn't. I don't want you to think or anybody think that this is like a windfall to me. It wasn't part of the Patterson deal. But what the 30, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm wrong about half the time. But on 3031 in our contract, it just used loose language. It was whatever the residential leases were at the time, but there couldn't. They had to be totally outside FERC. Now, this helps me, but I'm about $2 million loser on another little adjustment to where there's about 30 properties being pulled out, and I'm not complaining, but that same language cuts me the other way because of, I think it looks like all of Ellisod Road, right, and the houses on there, we're going to, that's about 30 properties just, and my purchase price doesn't go down one bit. And so that's a $2 million hit to me that way. That might be a $300,000 deal up, but I'm still loser as far as, you know, but I'm not complaining, but it's not, it works both ways in our sales contract. So I'm sorry, but I'm here to answer any questions since I'm up here.
But this wasn't part of a residential lease at the time?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what it was.
Let me clarify where this lease was at the time of 3031. This lease was, the board had put a moratorium on new residential leases, with the exception of those leases that were in process at the time of the moratorium. This lease was in process at the time of the moratorium. So it was, you could say it was on its way to becoming a residential lease at the time the board approved the moratorium or some new arrangement. So it was actually in the pipe at the time we did that. So it was kind of in between. Now, was it technically a residential lease at the time? No, but it was, they had put their request in, and the board had taken action to honor all requests at that time, ones that were actually in process, and this was one of them. And the thing that Mr. Patterson's talking about with regard to properties being pulled out, as we finish our survey, one of the things we're very likely to find is that there are residential leases that were included on the residential lease list that Mr. Patterson bid on as part of the sale that are going to be found to be wholly within the FERC project area. And those will not be included in the sale. They'll be stripped out. And so,
sales price not adjusted. I'd just like to add
right. Sales price not adjusted. Yeah. So that's really
well. The good thing. Different. The good thing about this is we have a contract, and so it's, you know, Mr. Patterson, I hope you do very, very well on this. And based on some rough calculations I've done, I think you're probably gonna be ahead of the game, and that's wonderful. But you know, you pay your money, you take your chances, and we all have risk, and the deal is the deal. So you wouldn't expect anything else from us,
no,
I'm sure.
And like I said, I'm not here complaining, but I'm right. Just that language cuts both ways, too.
Right.
The point being is that they did apply, and we did have a process on a lease, so we got to deal with that.
They were in the pipe. I mean, you know, you could say that they weren't there yet, so cut them out, and we would understand that, but that's the reason we move forward with it, because they were in the pipe. They had the request in, and they were working toward getting on a residential lease at the time we passed the residential lease moratorium.
Well, it was
if we go back and refigure on this, I mean, that airstrip cutting that island in half, I think that looks, you know, pretty ugly. And if FERC goes away, you know, that automatically, you know, goes with it. I would like to see the island to not be cut in half like that if this has to go through.
Sure, and I want to clarify one thing. If FERC were to go away, that automatically goes with it only if decommissioning were to take place prior to our closing or prior to our filing declarations on the property. So, and those are both unlikely. So it's quite unlikely that this thing would just automatically vest in or automatically go to. I mean, I
thought
say
we
never.
Agreed to some kind of language if it went away, the adjacent stuff that it was had been in FERC.
Right, that the residual interest is in the 25-foot buffer zone.
One point I want to make is when we sign the lease, regardless of whether it's rolling into the sale or not, it would still be an airstrip. saying is you're talking about the airstrip. Could you, I couldn't hear you.
I just want to make sure that we're accurate on this. There's an issue of divestiture, and then there's an issue of encumbrance. The fact is, if we execute this residential lease with these folks, and we include in it that airstrip, and let's say FERC says, nope, or FERC says, yes, we'll let you have the airstrip, but it happens after the process or FERC doesn't go away, they could still potentially buy the residential area, but that area that is still in FERC would still be an airstrip, and they would still have a lease interest in that. So it's still going to exist. It's still going to cut up the island if we reentered into the lease, including that.
And that lease is a 50-year lease.
Well,
that's right. So that would encumber
that
30. Property.
It's 30, but my point is, if your concern is that that airstrip's cutting up the island, then we really need to contemplate closely what's in that leasehold, because
because I don't think we need to enter into the lease either without putting that under the same reevaluation that we've.
I mean, the leasehold encumbrance wouldn't have the same effect as complete divestiture of it, but on the other hand, it does encumber the.
But
the
it prevents us from utilizing the
absolutely
asset,
no question.
Well, if I'm kind of testing the timber of the board, I doubt we're going to pass a resolution today. Concerning this, it would seem that while I appreciate what you guys are doing on, I think we're getting clear direction to try and reevaluate it. Now, understanding that we do have an obligation as a board to grant some sort of lease on this, because we made the obligation, the board did, that they were able to enter their request for what would you call it, renewal, Matt? A renewal of some nature.
Yes, we said that those in process, which this one was, would be processed in the way that applications prior to them were processed, which is we would grant new leases. I mean, it's what we did before.
We need to contemplate what kind of lease. You know, we are obligated as a board because we passed resolutions to grant a lease of some nature. You know, what that lease is. It seems that there's a disagreement here today. So I'm going to ask the staff to look at that again.
Mr. Chairman, would the spirit of that resolution not be that we gave them the assurance that we would take some action that would allow them to continue living there?
Even but that's what I mean.
I believe that's the spirit of it, is it not?
Potentially, yeah. And so,
I would certainly be in favor of honoring that,
right?
For sure. And but beyond that, I think then that gets us into this area that's subject to some. Or evaluation with you agree?
Like everything else, the devil's in the details.
So, again, Riley, I appreciate y'all's hard work on this, but
what do we owe?
I can't believe you're going to not allow me to vote no.
Well, if you want, I will put.
No,
if the board would like, there's a proposed resolution. Would the board like to review the resolution?
Let's move on. Accept.
I mean, it sounds as if the guidance is to look at this further with the direction or indication of limiting the amount of property that we would be encumbering by this lease. That's what it sounds like to me.
From now forward.
That's what it sounds like
Matt,
to me.
Matt, wouldn't it make more sense to hear back from FERC before we make any type of...
As far as decommissioning?
That would be forever.
Correct. Or
a lot of this is predicated on if there's FERC or not.
If they were going to be included in the Patterson bill, they needed a lease now, where they couldn't be included. There's not enough
timing.
There's not enough time to go to FERC. But I kind of hear you all saying that you'd prefer them not be included in the Patterson bill.
So that takes away the urgency, does it not? Since it's a 2012 expiration date, I mean, we're not exactly up. It's not exactly an urgency.
I don't know that it takes away their urgency.
Yeah, I don't know.
It takes away
well, and I appreciate that.
Director Tesh, I don't think you're opposed to giving them the same opportunity that the Patterson proposal or leasees have. Your intention is to, one, value, and two, find out exactly what is and what isn't approved by FERC, correct?
Correct.
But because of the language with leases underway, are we not obligated to put this into the Patterson deal since that was already...
No, because
the way as of May,
the residential area is outside the FERC,
I would say I don't know that we're obligated to.
If it was not in a residential lease, it's not
FERC. We had made the decision at the staff level to do so because
we talked with Costello about it. I think before the Patterson bill,
okay,
about that possibility. But we did make it clear to them as well that it would all be dependent.
They'd be up to the board. We don't have to do that.
So I think y'all kind of have some board directions to how to proceed. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to.